This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
301-230-0980. Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 6:45. Wizards basketball on tap here this evening. They play host to VJ Edgecombe and the Philadelphia 76ers. So when we get off the air, make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Picking up the pieces from what happened last night in primetime, 28-7 ass whipping at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs. Washington falls to 3-5. And there are a lot of question marks moving forward. One of my question marks that I have is, what's up with this offense? When you look at all of the statistics, right, they still rank well in most major statistical categories. Like, their rushing offense, despite, and we've given you the number several times here, despite how bad the last 3 weeks have been, they're still fourth in terms of rushing yards per game. In terms of rushing yards per play, they're still tied for second. In terms of runs of 10 or more yards, they're tied for third. So the numbers are there still, but I think the more stinker performances that you see, these numbers will even themselves out when it comes to this Commanders offense. But to me, man, I keep saying it. I just have higher expectations for this group based on all the resources that we put into this. Right, this Washington Commanders offense, right, has first-round picks spent on the offensive line. They have big money spent at guard with Sam Cosmi. They have big money spent at tackle with Laramie Tunsil. You traded away draft capital. You went and got Deebo Samuel. You're paying Terry McLaurin $30 million per. I expect more, man. You got one of the highest-paid backups in the NFL. I expect more out of this offense. And their biggest problem to me, and I know what y'all going to say, it's Cliff. The hell with Cliff. We know who Cliff is. Y'all got some people in y'all families that don't got good habits, and y'all know what to expect from those folks, right? They going to be who they going to be. That's what I say about Cliff. Cliff going Cliff. I know he don't really want to run the football. He going to call it. He's got to stick with it more. I want to see him go into center. I believe in all that. But I say all that to say this. They're not executing when it matters the most. Quarterback, offensive line, tight ends, wide receivers. Not getting the execution that you need to on a down-in, down-out basis to be able to possess the football long enough for your defense to be able to get rest. If you're just joining the show, I gave you the numbers. Last year, Washington ranked 7th in terms of average time of possession. This year through 8 weeks, they're 30th. Night and day difference. They cannot possess the football. It's making the defense look worse as a result. The question is this. Do you have confidence in this offense being able to turn itself around? And then how concerned are you right now about where things sit with this Commanders offense? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark and Chevy Chase, who's been on hold the longest. We appreciate you waiting, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
I'll try to be brief. I thought first half we were very good. Looked like a 12-win team, possibly. Second half, we looked awful.
that's being real.
Right. I will say this. Mm-hmm. I want to be brief. I just have one tip. I watched San Diego play. I watched Baltimore play this weekend. Mm-hmm. And San Diego was Thursday night. And they both lined up into max protect with, two wide outs and two tight ends, mm-hmm. halfback, fullback, you know, the old Washington 50 gap, 50 gut, 40 gut. Why aren't we running that? Because you notice they have Herbert as San Diego's quarterback, mm-hmm. and they were doing all sorts of things. And it drives me crazy when I see a team go into max protect on offense and our defense gives up a run. But what drives me even more crazy is when they complete a pass with two receivers basically running down the field.
It's tough. Mark, I appreciate your call as always. So, Mark seems to be along the lines of what the group and the crowd that I've been speaking to. I can only put so much blame on Cliff. Honestly. Now, Dan Quinn just got spicy with him. I actually am stunned. That was my first time hearing the audio, so I am a little stunned that he was so public about their unwillingness to stick with it. That's a real thing. If you're going to get on Cliff Kingsbury, to me, I think he needs to be more patient with the rushing attack. We talked about this earlier in the year. Was he going to have the personality to stick with it? I think Doc Walker put it perfectly, right? The artist known as Cliff Kingsbury. He's listening to too much classical, too much jazz. I need him listening to early 2000s hip-hop, Bone Thugs and Harmony, N.W.A. I mean, I need him to call the game with bad intentions. We can be the bullies of the NFC. We have the personnel to do it. I just think, like I continue to say, running the football is a lifestyle choice. It's not something you just pick up. It's not a book where you just pick up a book and all of a sudden you like reading. No. There is wounds in a callus that you have to build to be a every down run team, to be a team that is run first. And I think what DQ hit on is you got to have the wherewithal to be able to withstand a zero-yard run, a loss of two, and then go, you know what? Line it back up, boys. They're not bigger. They're not better. They're not tougher than us. And I know it sounds like a cliche and I'm just doing old man radio, but nah, it's not it, man. It's real. There's a mentality you got to have to run the football. That's why I keep telling y'all, and I'm not trying to talk down on y'all like y'all are less than because some of you haven't played high school football or even Little League to that matter. You got to be wired a certain way to play this game at a high level. This game is a fight for 60 minutes. You're really duking it out with a 300-pounder in front of you if you're an offensive lineman, if you're a tight end dealing with a defensive end or a D-tackle or a linebacker. I think we got to get tougher offensively. We got to get bigger. We got to get stronger. We got to get nastier up front. But ultimately, just to give Cliff a bone here real quick, the play works if you execute it. I think the execution has been piss poor over the last 3 weeks in the run game. From the tight ends, from the backs, and from the offensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
301-230-0980 is the number. Bay is in D.C. What's going on, Bay?
What's going on, Linnell? What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Man, I was frustrated from the very first play of the game because I said yesterday, in order to beat Kansas City, you're going to have to put pressure on them and do something you haven't done all year and last year. Create turnovers. They were putting pressure on them in the first half. They got turnovers. What bothers me about Cliff is not only do he abandon the run too fast, he's running Bill too much. McNichols can run the tough plays. He can.
I agree.
And I think he's putting Mariota more in a pocket passing thing when he's more of an RPO, and it's scary. And I get it. You know, you got to run your plays, but you can't keep running the same plays we've been running from last year. He's on bubble screen right, bubble screen left, screen over here, screen over there. They already know. But when we went deep, they were surprised. Terry caught that ball, a beautiful catch. I know Lane is young, so he's getting acclimated. But what's up with Treylon Burks? Why we don't have him up there?
He may not be ready. He may not have it. I hear what you're saying, though. You just want to see something different. But I get it. I appreciate the call. So I'm looking at the drive chart right now here, and I'm in the second half now. In the first half, Washington ran the ball on consecutive plays 4 times in the first half. In the second half, I'm clocking it right now. I don't know how many times they did it in the second half. I'm looking at the numbers right here.
Oh, we did it when we first got the ball.
Washington yesterday on the afternoon ran the ball twice in a row, 5 times.
That was after the Jalen Lane muff jank. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that can't happen. Like that, if you're going to run the football, like I keep saying, it is a lifestyle choice. It's got to be something that you're willing to die about. Right? And obviously, I'm hyperbolizing it because nobody's going to die. But you pick up what I'm putting down. My bigger issue is with the run game and then with the offense as a whole, I look at it as more of an execution issue. Deebo Samuel, post game, spoke about the lack of execution for this Washington Commanders offense and how it's been a big deal. Deebo on execution.
That's got to be a frustrating game. What's it feel like to know you're right there with them for half of it and then it just goes the other way?
I don't know. At the end of the day, you know, we want to stack wins. We kind of know our back against the wall and we fell short of that today.
What was it like early when you guys were able to move the ball really well and just not get points?
You know, like Terry said, we was moving the ball, but at the end of the day, we got to get points. You know, the first half, first drive, had a drop that turned into a turnover. Can't have like that happen, but it happens. And, you know, our defense got the ball back, and we drove down again, and we still wasn't able to get points.
Bottom line, not able to get points, not executing. Deebo telling it how a T.I. is. I want to get into Marcus Mariota here. As we wrap up this hour, top of the 6 o'clock hour, we will review our Super Six Pack from Friday, the 6 players that we put under the microscope. We will grade their performance. But on the other side of the break, I want to take your calls, 301-230-0980. How do you think Marcus Mariota played yesterday? And you can give your thoughts on the rest of the offense as well. Me and Ant will dish on the play of Marcus Mariota coming up on the other side. This is the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.